Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's the day before brackets are due. Unless you have to do the play-through or play-in games, and then your brackets are already too late. But most people don't have to get their brackets in until tomorrow morning, like us. So you are on the clock, as I am. I haven't even looked at one for myself. I happily assisted my wife this morning for hers for KHOU.
Who's doing play-in games? Does it matter?
Some of the like really diehard bracketologists that want to get like, you know, the extra half point.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I don't agree with you all.
That makes no sense. But whatever's.
What makes sense is you hang with us between now and 4 o'clock. Barry, Nick, Joel taking you that way because we're the usual suspects. I was on major babysitting duty with Tay, and Tay was watching like Puppy Dog Pals.
Yeah. So
it was kind of nice because there was no worried about hoops. And then when I did catch up and see the highlights and stuff, everybody wanted to fight last night.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch much either. I went ahead and wrote my article because I have a show tonight, so I wasn't going to be able to do my article. In the Heights.
Oh.
At the American Legion in the Heights. Greater Heights Comedy Night is what it's called. And
do they have a grand poobah?
I don't know if they have a grand poobah. I don't believe.
The American Legion?
No. So I went ahead and did that and did some other stuff. And I haven't even looked at my bracket yet. And I tried to use that stupid online computer. And they want me to register and pay and all this. And I was like, nah, I don't care that much. That's my bracket, terrible. I've decided on the way in, I decided what I'm going to do is just pick the favorite. Pick the highest seed. So it's going to be all ones for me.
That's karma. The Stat Geek site didn't work for you, so you could use that all the way through. But you know what? Your number percentages, I don't know if you heard this, and I was listening to John Lance this morning. John was going through it, too. The percentages over however many years the tournament's been going on, that there's at least, I think, 1-1, but most of the time at least 2-1s in the final four. It's pretty good.
See?
Ones and twos.
Yeah.
On the ones and twos, Nicholas, ones and twos, seed-wise, end up in the final four more times than not.
Yeah, I filled out a portion of the bracket before the play-in games yesterday, and I realized all I was picking was the favorites. So I want to go back and kind of do more research because I feel like that's not going to – I mean, the ones and twos going to the Final Four, I believe that. But there's going to be upsets that's going to happen.
I got an upset in my back pocket that I think can go maybe even all the way.
Are you willing to reveal?
It just depends how many brackets I do. And if I'm willing to put the money behind it, at least one with some risky picks. But
so who is it?
No.
Everybody
chance.
Else.
You'll find out after brackets are submitted.
But you got you want to mention it because you'll be the first one to
exactly.
Say it.
But then
someone will jump on it and then coattail me, and then they'll get some of the pie if I'm right. So I'm not doing it.
What are you talking about? Like most people are like, hey, since I'm in the spotlight and I'm a media guy, I'm going to share with you my secrets. Like last year.
That's what you
Colorado
do because you're
Rockies.
A spotlight guy.
No.
I like going under the radar,
no,
just like at Randall.
You're not,
I don't want any credit.
You're stingy is what it is.
No.
You don't want anyone else to hop on that.
You did the same thing with the King of Comedy bracket. You kept it all to yourself. You didn't tell me who the upsets might be.
Nope.
So I'm doing the same thing.
Nope. I mean, you got AJ out here. He's giving away in the entire bracket according to what he thinks and upsets and sleepers and whatnot. But I'm just saying, you're more worried. This is how hyper-competitive Joel is. Rather than elevate his stature with our listeners, He wants to hang on to that pick so that he can beat everybody in the bracket
pool.
You
realize how deep that hole is?
I bet you.
I could elevate my stature for years, and I wouldn't crawl out of it. So I might as well just stay in my hole.
That's not true, Joseph. That's not true. People love you. They love you.
Nah.
I told you last time I was in Beaumont, a bunch of listeners were telling me how much they love you.
That still chaps my ass that we don't get ratings from Beaumont. Because if we got ratings in the Golden Triangle, it would be off the chart.
Today's Way Back Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
And our theme is... artists with one word names.
Pre-2000, as always.
As always. Right.
Did you find anything you can disqualify either me or Joel?
We know.
You know you're trying to get us disqualified.
I really thought I was going to get Joel because his list had a bunch of hyphenated names like Jay-Z and Q-Tip.
And I
was like,
looked it
those
up.
Are two words. Yeah, and then you guys thwarted that. And
Nick and I
up
did proper research on both fronts. Nick validated his favorite artist of all time, Tupac. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that. And I made sure because we knew that before you even got here, we knew like 3 minutes before you got into the production studio for the meeting, you were coming because we heard the...
I do hate to say this,
the
Nick.
The vulture circling.
I do hate to say this, Nick, but I see a flaw in your list, pal.
Well, it hasn't been aired yet, sir.
Well, I hate
and
to
Joel's
tell
going
you
first.
This.
Has it been okay. publicized?
Well, then I'll just wait. I won't tell you what the flaw is until you go.
Is it the ludicrous one?
Be all paranoid.
No.
Well, why are you being a dick?
Because 2 weeks in a row,
two
you're
weeks in
lose.
A row, he's coming at you.
That's fine. I'd rather hear you two banter and go
I
back and forth.
I can't believe 2 weeks in a row he's going to be disqualified,
dude. You thought I was kidding when I said before Joel, he opened the door, you heard.
Look at his list and tell me what the problem is.
Okay.
Look at this list.
Oh, fabulous!
Is it
That's
on email?
Probably what it is.
No.
Did he put it on email?
Yeah, he emailed it to us.
Okay.
But I'm working on my list right now. I have two of the prerequisite eight. Who's going? Joel's going first,
I'm
right?
Going first, Fabulous yeah. is going to get me disqualified for sure.
Okay, Joel's going first.
Oh, I see it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Which what? One?
He jammed one word together that's actually two words.
No.
Maybe it's offspring. Let me see.
No.
Then which one is it?
Oh, I got it. You used a group instead of a freaking individual.
Damn it, Joel! Why'd you tell him? He would have been disqualified.
Really? Well, just because it's a group?
Yeah, it's
we
not.
Said that yesterday.
Then that would be any group. Every group, almost every group, is a one-word name.
What a stupid ass rule is that?
It's an
Dude,
artist.
We said it yesterday.
Artists with a one-word name. You that's can't use groups. No, that's a group, not an artist.
So what?
No,
Dude, it's one
he
word.
He threw his head out of the swamp and cleared the tall grass away yesterday and gave
he
you
asked.
That clue.
He
said,
asked.
All right,
artist
on the air.
Oh my God. You guys
That's
suck.
A group,
wow.
not an individual. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday.
That's right. I see, you know?
Well,
okay. I don't make the rules. I mean, yeah, I do, but still.
I'm
so
going
it may
last.
Smell like Teen Spirit, but it doesn't look like it's going to be allowed.
Yeah, I already crossed out both of those. I crossed out three in the first 2 seconds of our 2 minutes of our show.
But at least you didn't get disqualified. At least you found out now, because I should have just sat on it and not said anything.
You could have.
Well, you could have, and I blew it.
Yeah, you did, but
so
I
appreciate that.
I tried to give him a hint by saying, "Uh-oh, I see it," and then Joel had to go in there and just basically tell everybody,
"Clear it up."
Expect me to remember what y'all said yesterday.
Yeah,
don't remember what y'all said at 102.
It's this show,
but that's part of the fun in his mind because he knows that whatever he said you didn't hear, and that's why he does that.
Adrian said, "I bet Pac-Man Joel has Tiffany on his list." Damn it! Now I got to delete that one.
Adrian, why don't you take your
share
stupid
Selena
little turnover
like
chain?
That.
And
oh,
you're losing
I actually
Miami
do have
Hurricanes.
Selena on mine. All right,
then I won't take it.
I do have Selena on mine. So,
bitty bitty bum bum.
Yeah.
That's our go-to Selena because the other one's not pre-2000.
Yeah, you can't do. But I might get something more obscure from that same.
What was the other one? The big hit was
album.
If I Fall in Love. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Way Back Wednesday got that going for us, which is nice. I'm going first. And we also got plenty to talk about. Of course, the tournament, as I mentioned, starts tomorrow. Rockets are back on the floor tomorrow. We are on the road the rest of the week, starting tomorrow at Revelry on Richmond, then Prime Social on Friday. So we're going to be moving around. So because today was our last day in studio, I thought I would treat for lunch.
Yeah.
And we tapped into some Falbo Brothers. And
Damn
let me
good.
Just tell you, the food coma is about to kick in. That was some good stuff.
I ate half a pizza. Is it that good?
It was good.
I was supposed to be eating good this week, and then you brought pizza, and there goes that for the rest of the week. It was delicious.
And
you guys weren't lying.
Deep dish.
Yeah, you guys weren't lying about how fresh everything tastes. Like the ingredients.
quality.
Yeah.
I told you. I told you, man. Them ingredients, they're not cheap ingredients.
Like, I thought, okay, Favreau Brothers is going to be good. That was beyond good.
And the prices are still very, very good prices for pizza, but they do make sure that it's all fresh ingredients. And I had several listeners that hit me up this weekend, said, I tried it for the first time. I will be back.
Yeah.
Again and again. And they mentioned ESPN and they got the discount. So they were very happy. So, yeah, Falbo Brothers 59 and Sweetwater Boulevard out in Sugarland. They know how to do it. They do it right. And we had lunch there today. So we appreciate Hani and the staff out there.
By the way, today, Stephen Hawking passed.
Yep.
So rest in peace to Stephen Hawking. And what we'll be doing is I'm going to quiz you guys. We're going to play a game.
Your Wink Martindale.
We're going to play a game.
How come you get to conduct all the tests? You did the Wonderlic last time.
Yeah.
I think I should be conducting this one.
Because I know the answers. Because I came up with the damn game. If you come up with a game, then I would participate. But none, neither one of you ever come up
did
with
you know
a game.
The answers to
I'm
the
always the one that has to come up with the games.
Huh? Okay. You didn't come up with the last game, sir.
The Wonderlic? Sir, him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me.
That was totally mine.
Yeah. No, negative.
Anyways, we're going to be playing a game. Who said it? Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith? We'll have more info on the other side, but we'll do that once an hour.
Cool.
I'll give you guys five.
You
yeah.
More than enough.
Yeah, I've got 15 quotes, so we'll do five an hour. That way we kind of keep it fresh.
That works.
Yeah. All right, guys. Right now, what we're going to do this hour, we're gonna get you guys some cash in your pocket, some cash in your hand by selling your home. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to have you call Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. If you need to sell your home and you need to do it fast and you need cash right now for that home, call Gulf State Home Buyers because they're going to tell you no problem. We'll buy it and they're going to take care of everything when they do it. Now, it doesn't matter the reason you're selling a home, whether it's you've got a divorce that you're going through and you and your spouse need to split the house of money up evenly, or you've got HOA dues that you don't want to pay anymore, or back taxes, or maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you're waiting on a check to fix your house after Harvey and you're still waiting and you've decided, you know what, I don't know if I want to live here anymore. If I can get enough cash for it, I'd just rather move to a new neighborhood. Whatever the reason, call Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100. That's the number to get them involved. They're going to come out. They're going to show you a easy, stress-free way to sell your home, and they take care of everything, like I said, from the beginning all the way through closing. They've got attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff of professionals ready to help you. All you got to do once you get Gulf State involved, you sit back, relax, and you get cash at the end of the closing. Give them a call. 281-717-6100 is the number. It doesn't matter the reason you need to sell it, title issues, or you just want a quick closing in cash. Whatever the reason, Gulf State Home Buyers is there for you. 281-717-6100 or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, Joel. Way back Wednesday. Artists with one name. Artists, not groups, pre-2000. I could not give you any bigger hint than that. By the way, on the rundown for today, Nick, I found a story that validated what we were worried about to try and send a message to Barry, as Elon Musk was interviewed at South by Southwest about his intentions to send someone to Mars and pretty much admitted that the first people he sends have a good chance of dying.
Wow.
So, Barry?
I'd still do it.
That's crazy to me.
Big dog.
I actually would still do it.
Would you really?
Yeah. I wouldn't care.
Isn't there a risk in just taking off? Just that
in itself?
There's
a risk of driving to work. I mean, that's a thing you... If few people will ever have the opportunity to do something like that. If they came to me and said, you'll probably die. Do you want to go to Mars? I'd say yeah.
Okay.
Even if you go
absolutely
do that. Tater tot left in the oven on high?
Whatever. Whatever.
Okay.
I imagine when you die in space, it's going to be fast.
Well,
is
those
it?
Suits
you
are
don't
tough.
Know that.
I think those suits are tough. I think they're going to fight hard for you and make it last as long as possible.
I don't think you're going to it's not going to be like a painful, slow death. It's going to be pretty – I put it this way. I'd rather die in space than die in a fire or drowning or something like that, or dying of cancer slowly.
Gardening on a runaway lawnmower?
Yeah, that. Send me to Mars. That'd be great. Have you ever seen what's that one with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is it Total Recall? No, when they're on Mars. Is it Total Recall? They have a guy, like, he's out there and his eyes start bulging out because he's about to blow up.
Is that the one where
he's
got half the face is human and half is robot?
No,
that's Terminator, right?
Yeah, that's Terminator. I think it's Total Recall where they show a guy almost dying on Mars and his eyes get, like, real big.
Yeah,
like
they're about to pop. Yeah, it's Total Recall.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
I mean, you know, if my eyes explode, will I go, okay.
You don't want your eyes to explode before you die.
No. I'm hoping.
You're hoping the whole process just kills you immediately.
I'm hoping if my eyes are going to be exploding, then my lungs are going to be exploding at the same time, and then I don't have to worry about it. And the heart.
Tea bag's going to be popping.
Testicles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All that.
Yeah, that would never
blow out your anus, all that stuff.
Why would you want to go through that?
I mean, it'd just be faster. Plus,
like a man.
In all honesty, you're going to go to hell anyway, and hell is hot, so you'd be prepared
for it. We covered this yesterday. You would be the first to do everything on Mars. First guy to pee on Mars. First guy to poop on Mars. First guy to step on Mars. And then you'd be the first guy to die on Mars. No one can ever take that away from you. If you're the first to do something, it's not like any other record where, I'm the, the home run king. That can be broken. No one can break whoever hit the first home run in the history of baseball, no one can ever beat that. That's the first home run ever. Same thing. First guy to poop
in space.
It's like
the tree that falls in the woods that's no one's there to see or hear.
Yeah, what are you trying to get away from? You must have a sad life if you're just trying to die on Mars.
I have
like
the
that.
Best life ever. Are you kidding me?
And
I do radio comedy, Hot Wife. What are you talking about? Sleep till 11.
What if no one can verify that you were the first to do all these things?
What are you talking about? That makes no
sense
to me.
They're sending you up there.
Yeah, I'm sneaking to Mars.
Because
I'm sneaking up there.
They can prove your Tesla kind of bounced into Mars and landed?
No, of course they're tracking all that. We have a rover that's on Mars right now that they tracked. They saw it land.
This isn't NASA now. This is Elon Musk.
I trust him more.
Okay.
I trust him more than NASA at this point.
Okay.
Trust me, everyone would know you're on Mars. It's not like you're sneaking up there like, hey, guys, surprise.
I like how he says there's a risk to driving to work.
Yeah.
I drive perfectly. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Oh, God. Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay.
They'll have video of, like, Krispy Berry circling
Mars. Well, Joel, if you're
Mars
trying to get rid of
Tesla.
Them, I mean, you should encourage this.
By the way, Billy Mitchell is going to hell. He tweeted me a picture of Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And he's in the clouds. And then the clouds is a stairway to heaven. And he's in his wheelchair and it just says, bleep. Like, he can't get up the stairs.
That's brutal.
You're going to hell, Billy Mitchell, and I'm retweeting it. So I guess I'm going too.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to get crispy, if you're going to hell anyway, you might as well get toasty on Mars.
I mean, seriously, I would love it. I can't believe you guys are chicken. You wouldn't go.
I like living.
Yeah, I'm a chicken.
Yeah, I
don't
like living.
Go.
I'll take that moniker too because I like living.
Are you guys scared to fly?
Nope.
No, not really.
No?
I'm a little down on helicopters these days. Nick and I were talking about that yesterday.
What happened?
You didn't see the one going the East River in New York?
Uh-oh.
And the only one that survived was the pilot because apparently the other passengers didn't know how to get out of their
harnesses.
Couldn't
get out of their seatbelts.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of something you want to cover.
And a couple of the people were from Texas. Firefighter from Dallas was one of them. Yeah, they rented. It was a regular tourism helicopter for New York to get skyline shots and stuff like that. But the five people actually rented it out to do a photo shoot at night with the doors open and, you know, to take still photos. And evidently one of the passengers' straps to their bag got wrapped around the fuel cutoff lever, and it literally cut fuel from going to the engine, so the engine stopped.
Oh,
and there's all these
no.
people with cell phone video like, oh, wow, look at the helicopter over the East River. And then they realize it's going down, and it hits the water, and then it flips over. And as Nick said, the pilot survived. And the other four they found still strapped into the helicopter because they couldn't get out.
Damn.
Yeah, just crazy.
That's horrible.
I'm not big on the helicopter flights right now. Because then even in Hawaii, I was telling Nick, where they do the helicopter flights around the volcano, they've had those go down. Basically, you're lucky the East River gives you a chance.
I'm telling you.
If you go down in the hot lava, Now you're talking about Mars.
A helicopter would scare me. I'm not going
to
lie.
I was talking to him literally a couple of days ago about potentially taking a helicopter ride. Because I think they offer them in Galveston and in Kima. But no, I'm not going to do that at all. Not even going to think about it.
Now, when I worked for the Blazers and we had all the radio affiliates across Oregon and Idaho and everything, we had stations, kind of rural stations that had their own plane. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can we send the plane for you? And a guy by the name of Nick Jones, Steve Snapper Jones' brother, was our community relations director. And we'd go talk to these groups of people. And so Nick and I are like, send the plane. Yeah, we'll bring our golf clubs. This will be great. They showed up, and it was one of those single engine small planes, Cessnas or whatever.
Yep.
Dude, that makes a roller coaster ride seem like a ride home from work. Those planes are ridiculous.
I took one of those.
Scary.
I took a not one of those, but very similar, a very small plane. I had to take a trip from Montana to Phoenix. So long flight in a very small plane. It was two rows of seats. There was three on each side and then like a bench seat across the back. So the plane sat, seven people? Plus the pilots up front, right? Which on those small planes, it's always the young ass pilots, and that's the last thing you want is some inexperienced guy that's like, "Hey, my balls just dropped, and I'm just now hitting puberty. I'm gonna fly this plane." But then I'm sitting there, and they're like, "Hey, sir, could you move to the other seat across the aisle?" I was like, "I was like, yeah, why?" He goes, "We just want to balance the weight out." I was like, "Let me off right now. Yep. If my big ass is keeping this plane up or not, you can let me off right now. I would rather
I've been on the commercial flights when they do that, and they're worried about that. But I'm talking about smaller than that. I'm talking about a four-seater that we took. And you want to talk about turbulence?
Yeah.
You catch every little pocket, and you're up and down and dropping like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I'm like, I was in the back going, nah, I'm probably going to throw up. I didn't throw up. I thought I would. But I was like, no, next time we'll drive. I don't care if it's 6 hours. I'm not flying in that thing again.
Yeah, I've never been in a small plane, so I can't speak for it.
Man, you don't.
Or actually, when I was skydiving, they made us go in a small plane, so never mind.
You did skydive?
You did skydiving? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. But when I went skydiving, it was a smaller plane, and they left the freaking door open.
Yeah.
I didn't like
that. Did you tandem, or did they just push you out by yourself?
You have to do two tandems within 2 weeks before you can go solo.
Really?
At least it was something like that.
Were you scared?
14,000 feet? Yeah.
I
was terrified.
Now, are you scared of heights?
A little.
See, I'm a lot scared of heights. So I have a fear. But I want to do it just to overcome that fear.
Would you go to Vegas and do that glass bottom?
Nope.
I've done that in Vegas.
Nope.
And I'm telling you.
I might do that.
Ooh, boy.
I think that's safe.
You know what I would look like? I would look like the lady from the I'm Falling and I Can't Get Up. I would be on all fours, inching out there. No.
And then you get the drunk ass clowns because they put it in Ghost Bar on top of...
That jump on it?
Yeah, they jump real
beat
hard
that
on
ass.
It. And all of a sudden, I'd like to say, man, watch that plexiglass. Just give.
God,
just
I
a little bit.
Oh.
You dumb ass.
They had a bridge in Japan, I think it was. It was an all glass bridge. And one of the glass panels was actually a TV, like an LCD screen. So they would prank people. It would be a picture of... It looked like it was see-through. And then as someone would step on it, it'd start cracking and breaking. It was a screen, and people would freak out, and they were like jumping and screaming and running. It's pretty funny.
The other thing they're doing now is they're doing it on an outward slant. I think at not the Sears Tower, but whatever they call it now, and some of the Empire State Building, where you walk out and there's a small glass platform, and then on a outward going diagonal plexiglass, you can actually fall onto it, and it'll catch you halfway down.
Oh no.
Again,
only other
that
one that
small little chance is enough for me to go. I'm not doing that.
There's one here where there's a pool that's glass and see through that goes over an apartment complex.
Yeah.
It's a high rise downtown.
I think I've seen it.
It's like 17 stories up, and it's the pool goes over the edge. Nope,
mm-mm.
Not me.
Isn't it glass bottom?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It goes over the edge. It's all glass there. It's creepy.
No.
Not me.
Yeah, book my flight to Mars first. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It is the first half hour of the big show on a Way Back Wednesday. It is artists with one name, pre-2000 artists, not groups. Just throwing it out there. Back with a whole lot more. It's Way Back Wednesday on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Check it out now. No doubt now.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Let that go all show.
You love that, don't you?
I love it.
It's a good song. I don't know if this would be like one of my all times, but it's good.
I can run all day to that beat right there.
I love the song, too. Yeah. It's a fantastic song.
Adam Schefter reporting the Cardinals will cut safety Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. He declined to take the pay cut, so they're moving on.
Yeah.
That boy can hit.
Wouldn't mind seeing him in the Texans.
I was going to say, Texans could probably find a way or should find a way to figure out he's better
than
what they
got. Seems like every time we say that, that never happens for the Texans.
By the way,
Nate Solder ain't coming here.
Yeah, and somebody asked on the text line, where to go? Somebody said, do you think that it was because of McNair's statements that Solder's not coming here and others?
No.
No. And I think
money was huge.
Yeah, I think I would have loved to have seen them sign him, and I was one of the proponents of signing him. But a lot of people thought, they, including guys like Fred on the Blitz, were saying, yeah, hey, you don't want to overpay for a guy like Solder. And I think that that's probably what happened here, is that the Texans and Gain were trying to be somewhat reasonable. Like, look, we'll pay up to X amount, but we're not going to go over that because he's not worth it, because he is getting long in the tooth. At least I'm hoping this is the case.
So instead they took a guy with Crohn's disease and has a penchant for marijuana.
That's a low risk when you look at the money they're spending.
Yeah.
So Gain knew the guy from Buffalo, so I think he knows what he's getting into there. But in the case of Solder, I think it's one of those – I'm hoping that it's one of those things where they had a limit. Solder and his agent wanted more than that, and they just weren't going to budge, and rightfully so, because how many times have you seen teams, including the Texans, go out and pay too much for a guy, and you never get the value for what you paid for him? And Solder was one of those guys where that probably could have been the case. He's either going to come in. He's obviously going to come in and make you better in the short term, in the next couple of years, but you may never get what you paid for him as far as value from performance on the field, so... Not the worst thing in the world. It'd be great if they could have landed a good offensive tackle.
Yeah,
but you know, it's we'll see.
At least they're making an effort. You know, at least Brian Gain is trying to dabble, and he knows what we know, which is where the weaknesses are, and he's trying to see. But he's again, as I said, the first 2 days of signings, most cases are you have to overpay to get those guys.
Yeah.
And so they're not overpaying, but they're getting some guys that at least are addressing some needs that they have. Whether they're better or not, we'll see.
Word. A lot of moves that we'll get to. Because when we went off the air, there was a ton. We'll read through all those. But right now, we're going to do this
quiz.
So we'll do this at the bottom of each hour. So we'll do this at 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30. I'll give you guys five quotes, and you have to tell me who you think it was. Was it Stephen Hawking that said it? Or was it Jaden Smith? If you don't know who Jaden Smith is, he's the son of Will Smith, and he's known for his Twitter where he says the most ridiculous things ever. I'll give you some examples. He said, he once tweeted that most trees are blue. Mm. That makes no sense. And he once tweeted, how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? That makes no sense. But I'll tell you why this is going to be difficult, because I'm going to give you two quotes. You tell me which one said which. All right. Females are amazing. The other one is women, they are a complete mystery. Who said what?
Jaden Smith said the first one.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking said.
But do you see how similar those could be? All right. So that's why I don't think this is going to be as easy as you guys think. All right. So let's.
I just nailed those two. I'm done. I quit.
Nope.
I'm going out undefeated.
Game over.
Nope. All right. So here is your first quote. Who said it? Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking? Unawareness is the only sin, and if you were aware, you would know.
Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
I'm going to go Jaylen Smith on that one.
Nick gets that one.
Really?
Yep. That is a Jaylen Smith quote.
Wow.
All right, number two. People who boast about their IQ are losers. Who said it?
Go ahead, Nick.
I'm going to say Jaylen Smith again.
Okay.
I'm going to say Stephen Hawking.
Okay, Joel gets that one. Cool. It's Stephen Hawking that said it.
I didn't think he would use the word loser.
Yeah, and you guys put your computers up. You got eyes on me. Stop Googling.
All eyes on me.
Yeah, Joel's over here Googling answers. All right, number three. All the rules in this world were made by someone no smarter than you, so make your own. Who said it, Stephen Hawking or Jalen Smith?
I'm going to say Stephen Hawking.
Okay. On that one.
I'm going to say Stephen Hawking as well.
Jalen Smith.
Dang it.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
How old is Jalen Smith?
He's like, I don't know, 16?
Good Lord.
He's pretty young.
Oh, I was going to say 20s, but I'm way off on that.
He might be in his 20s now. All right, number four. Who said it, Stephen Hawking or Jalen Smith? Many people find the universe confusing. It's not.
Dang, Jalen that's so Smith. Hard.
Okay, Jalen Smith. Joel has Jalen.
I'm going to say Stephen Hawking on that one.
Stephen Hawking.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Dude, you're winning.
Last one. He's gotten two right. You've gotten one right. Last one for this round. Who said it? Stephen Hawking or Jalen Smith? If a bookstore never runs out of a certain book, does that mean that nobody reads it or everybody reads it? Who said it? Jalen Smith or Stephen Hawking?
Jalen Smith.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jalen Smith.
Yeah, you guys got that one. That was Jalen Smith.
So make round one, round one.
Not as easy as you thought it would be, right?
It's difficult, man.
Jalen Smith is deep.
Right? Some of his are deep, and I don't know if that what that says about Stephen Hawking, because how many times have you confused the two?
Yeah, that's...
All right, so that's round one. We'll do a round two at 2:30.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got me guessing. Free agency going crazy. I was misquoted by Fred. Last night, but I did not go nuts about Jordy Nelson. I knew that he was overpaid. Everything that Lance and everybody else had told me was that once they signed Jimmy Graham, that they were going to look to restructure Jordy Nelson. Now, depending on who you believe, they offered it to him. But when the organization comes out with a long, we look forward to one day inducting you into the Packer Hall of Fame, it pretty much means no matter what price that you would have been willing to take, you're not coming back. So I'm not happy about that, but okay. There was plenty of movement after we get off the air last night.
It's funny because one of our listeners even joked about the fact that, Jordy Nelson will probably be a Patriot because they love white receivers. And what was the first team that they mentioned that he was interested in going to? New England Patriots.
Yeah, he said he was getting lots of calls, but the one that he was interested in was New England. It makes total sense.
New England, New Orleans, Seattle, and there was a fourth team that I'm missing that he had mentioned he would be interested in going to.
I said to a couple of my friends last night, we were talking about it, and I said the two teams that will pain me the most, but I could see him going there the easiest, would be Seattle, because they really have literally no one other than Doug Baldwin as a receiver, and Dallas, especially with what they might or might not do with Dez.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Cool.
Which song is this, by the way?
Babyface.
Oh, okay.
This is where you lost right here.
Nope. I like this song. I don't care. I liked it when I was young in college. I like it now. And I don't care if you do or don't. You guys have figured that out by now. I just don't care whether you accept it or not. Hey, right now I want to tell you about that team that's winning games and has the best record in the NBA. It's your Houston Rockets. They are at home again tomorrow night. They're taking on the Clippers. So you might want to get out there and see them before they start heading to the playoffs and you can't get tickets. Well, if you can't get tickets, now I have a way in which you can. If you're looking for season tickets, because you know, hey, the Rockets are not only good in fighting for a championship this year, but they're going to be fighting for a championship, looks like, for the foreseeable future. And tickets are going to be harder to get and probably going up in price. Here's an idea for you. Next year's Rockets season tickets are now on sale, and you can reserve VIP experiences like never before. Like, for the first time ever, you lock in your ticket price for the next 3 years with a 3-year club seat ticket package. They have to be club seats, but if you want to lock in club seats for the next 3 years, you are guaranteed the prices will not go up, and you get first priority on playoff tickets. It is a great deal. So you get 3 seasons for the same special price. No need to worry about increases, inflation, and all the other things that teams say when they're going to raise the rates on you. They can't do it if you get these seats. So you can reserve your seats for 3 years at the same price, and the VIP plan is offered for just club seats right now, but all other price levels of season tickets are on sale as well, and you do get playoff priority starting with this year's playoffs if you place an order. So go to Rockets.com, call 713-627-DUNK to get in on that deal right now. And you can also call that number or go to Rockets.com and find out if there are individual game tickets available for the Clippers tomorrow night or some of the remaining home games that are still on the schedule as they continue to roll on to secure the number one overall seed in the NBA. Rockets basketball, check it out. I was a
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go
with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Usual Suspects, hour number one, three-hour show, way back Wednesday for Kirsten, who should just be listening instead of just trolling on Twitter.
Yeah, my list isn't in yet, Kirsten. That's why.
Just slow your roll, chick, and if you need to know the info, listen to the show.
By the way, I kept saying Jalen Smith, and I don't know why. Jaden Smith is obviously the name. Even if you look in our rundown, I knew what the name was. I listed it as Jaden Smith. For some reason, I kept saying Jalen, and no one corrected me on the show until, of course, Twitter and the text started. You guys, thank you, I guess.
Our listenership is full of critics.
Yes. Well, I mean, I want to get it right, but I just don't know if it was that big of a deal. I think everybody knew what the hell
I'm
I was talking about.
I'm just going to keep calling him Jalen Smith.
Now I want to do it just to piss people off.
Yep.
You know, yeah. I was watching ESPN before this.
I'm going to call him Jalen Pinkett Smith.
I saw Jaden Rose talking about the tournament.
Yes.
Jaden Rose. Yeah.
So,
man.
My bad, everybody. I said Jalen. I meant Jaden Smith.
You got a problem with that? At Barry's nope. Funny.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, thanks, Dick.
You want to get some all of these right. Moves? Because another one just rolled in.
No. Go. Yeah. Run them through them all. Since we went off the air, you should read all of the moves that have been made or will be made.
Big-time Redskins pass rusher Trent Murphy just agreed to a 3-year deal with the Buffalo Bills. So he is gone. Nate Solder, that we were talking about, the number one tackle on the market from New England, going to the Giants. San Francisco running back Carlos Hyde signing with the Browns. Guard Josh Klein agreeing to a multi-year deal with the Titans. The Jets signed linebacker Avery Williamson. Running back Deion Lewis also over the Patriots to join the Titans. The Jets adding Teddy Bridgewater to the mix, as well as re-signing McCown, so they have two quarterbacks. Cornerback Prince Amakamura is re-signing with the Bears. Defensive pass rusher Mo Wilkerson is going to the Packers. Cornerback Tremaine Johnson from the Rams, big deal going to the Jets. Wide receiver John Brown from the Cardinals to the Ravens. Browns going to sign offensive linemen Chris Hubbard and Donald Stevenson. Cornerback Malcolm Butler, also with the Patriots, going to the Titans. Titans just picking up Patriots players.
Yep.
Running back Jonathan Stewart of the Panthers going to the Giants. Wide receiver Dante Moncrief leaving the Colts to go to the Jags to replace Allen Robinson. Panthers signing cornerback Breshad Breeland. So I mentioned the Jets signing Josh McCown, also signing running back Isaiah Crowell and wide receiver Taylor Gabriel signing a 4-year deal with the Bears. So the Bears have two new wideouts for Mitch Trubisky. And then the one that I mentioned, Jordy Nelson, cut by the Packers because they signed Jimmy Graham.
The Bears have had a pretty good free agent period.
They did. The only thing is someone went out there and it was a quote-unquote NFL expert that said, Mitch Trubisky will be next year's version of Jared Goff, and I'm just not there yet.
I don't think he's going to be
Jay Cutler, but I don't think he's quite there yet. But we'll see.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'll admit I didn't watch enough Bears football to be able to make an assessment, but that's a pretty big leap.
Yeah.
But they appear to be ready. I mean, they seem to like him, and they're trying to load up some weapons for him.
I'm sure they're ready to finish fourth in the division again, too. So you look at this, one of the main takeaways, when Amendola goes to Miami, right? And then we talk about Deion Lewis going to the Titans, and we talk about Malcolm Butler going to the Titans. And then they also, I'm missing, oh, and Solder going to the Giants. The Patriots have already been tapped into 4 times.
Yep.
Losing guys.
Yep.
You knew Butler was going to go elsewhere, but you thought they might be in the mix. But that's just that whole Belichick way that they're not going to overpay.
They don't care.
Yeah, and they're just going to assume that they're going to replace those guys. And, of course, if Jordy Nelson goes in to replace Danny Amendola, yeah, that's not exactly a downgrade.
No, it's really not.
No.
Good for them if that happens.
No,
but
it's not.
No, okay.
Stop doing that. But, you know, I get it. So, yeah, so that hopefully keeps you somewhat up to speed. And by the way, sportsmap.com has a running tally on where everybody's going if you want to check that out as well. Lots of videos, articles, and things from us as well along the way. But definitely Fred was out there promoting yesterday that they're trying to keep a running tally of all the free agent signings, so that'll hopefully help you out.
Somebody said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but nice list, Joel.
Thank you.
That was on the text line. I almost deleted that.
I don't like the first part of it. You should be agreeing with me more times than not. It's the right way to go.
Barry, if you went to Mars, by the time you got there, you'd be like 70-plus years old. You won't be the first to do anything but bitch about everything. I guess because I'm old. No. Yesterday, we read that a round trip to Mars and back is 3 years. They said it takes about a year to get there, give or take. It would take 9 months for it to orbit around and be back to its closest point for a return trip. They said it was about 3 years.
That tailwind, too, when you're fighting it on the way back is
There's
always
no
tough.
Wind in space. Speaking of flying, any thoughts on another United Airlines fiasco where they were flying from Houston and they killed that dog? I bet Lisa was thrilled about that.
You think what? My household had an opinion on that?
Yeah.
What happened?
They made this lady stow the dog in the overhead bin,
and the dog died. Lady and her daughter are flying.
It's not funny, Nick.
No, it's not funny at all.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Lady and her daughter are flying with an English bulldog, and they have it in the...
Never mind.
Under the seat in front of them. And the stewardess said, you have to put the dog in the overhead.
Never heard that before.
And I have never heard that either. And they didn't want to do it. And now one of the passengers said, granted, the dog had been barking a little bit, but regardless, you don't do that. The stewardess forced them to put the dog in the overhead and then would not let them check on the dog. And they heard the dog, like, seriously making noises midway through the flight as if something was up. And by the time they went up to check on the dog, he had passed away.
That's terrible. United is not looking good right now.
Ever since United merged with Continental, they have been absolute crap.
Just horrendous.
Yes. And they came out and said, it's all on us. Normally, they want to fight it. They want their lawyers involved and make statements. Nope. They came out and said, that's on us. It's our bad. And we look to try and, you know, work with the people involved. I don't know what you can do, but they interviewed the daughter and the mother. And they were, I mean, they loved the dog. They had family pictures with the dog.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
So you're not, like, the mother, the father, the two kids, and the dad's holding the dog.
Oh.
So you're not required to put it to sleep on the planes.
It put itself to sleep. It died.
No, but normally. Normally.
It went night-night forever.
It went night-night. It ain't getting up.
You're not supposed to, like,
No. People get on there all the time.
I've never traveled with my dog.
Cats.
I don't know.
They'll put them in a cage and put them up under their seat or one of those little soft.
A certain weight limit, like a bigger dog, would probably go underneath.
Yeah, they'll make you stow, like not stow, but they'll fly in a compartment on the plane. But like small dogs, you can put in like a soft shell carry-on, mm-hmm. put it under your seat.
I wonder how much a ticket costs for a dog. Is it expensive?
I don't think you have to.
I don't know.
Up to a certain weight, anyway. I don't think you have to.
Oh, okay.
See, but if that would have been a cat, he would have had 8 more lives left. It wouldn't have mattered. You can just stow a cat, and if it dies, you got 8 more chances. Stupid dog.
I'm not even going to get into that. You got a space in your house now if you want to get a dog.
You know, I could see you. Have you and Lisa ever tried traveling with 5 dogs?
Not all at once, no.
How many dogs have you flown with?
Oh, no, we never flown with any.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We've taken, like, road trips with the dogs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, they're actually really good in the car.
Are they?
I did this song just for you, buddy.
Yes. Cook. Cook. Cook.
Because I wanted, I wanted to use Hustle.
Shut up, Ice-T.
H-U-S-T-L-E-R, Hustle.
Yeah. New Jack.
Yep, the New Jack City soundtrack, which is another one of my favorites.
Yeah, you know I hate Ice-T. That's why I put it on here.
No, because for like a week now, I've heard you just doing Colors, and I figured we might as well get the real version.
This and New Jack Hustler is his only good songs. Everything else has sucked from Ice-T.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree. Okay. But at least he's making TV shows and commercials.
Yeah. Well,
it's not lemonade, it's iced tea. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. Hour number one in the books. And with it, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about Mattress Mac and his three locations in Houston now for quite a while because I got all my furniture from there, and you should too. Why? Well, it's simple. It's all quality furniture. It's going to last a long time. It's American-made. It's solid wood, leather, and upholstered furniture like from great brands like Stickley. And I'm telling you, all the deals that you, some of them you heard of, some of them you haven't, are just waiting for you to be utilized when you walk into one of the three locations. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's the Galleria area on Post Oak Boulevard, and it's also I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. No matter which of the locations you go into, same deals apply. The Astros win it all, you get it all. Bedroom sweepstakes, that's going on again. So if you spend $3,000 or more on Tempur-Pedic and bedroom sets at Gallery Furniture during the course of the season, if the Astros win it all, you get all that furniture for free. Mac's birthday celebration continues to go on. He turned 67. There's certain things in the store, in the showrooms, up to 67% off. So those are available as well. And the mainstay marketing slogans, they stay in place every single day, and they are in effect, which means if you buy today, you get it tonight. There are no back order slips, so once you buy, it's on the way. When they get there, they're going to move out the other furniture you don't want anymore, move furniture around to where you want it somewhere else. It's in another room so that they can move the new furniture in and do whatever you need customer service-wise. It's part of the reason why they do business in Houston, because they want you to come back and be loyal to them like they are loyal to you. Same thing with going with payment plans. Their accounting department will work with you on the best way to pay. It's how they do business at Gallery Furniture, and the guarantee that Max says that is always going to be in place. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.